Hey, everybody. It's a beautiful Tuesday, June the 21st. It's National Selfie Day, and it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl, sponsored by the Big V. Anytime 3G Greg takes a selfie, it looks a little bit more like an Aloni. As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
Well, folks, on the first day of summer, it is indeed a scorcher. Currently 23 degrees, working our way up to a high of 28 today, feeling a lot warmer than that with the Humidex. So please stay covered if outside and do hydrate. Could be a hot one. And National Selfie Day, today's shout out is to my great Uncle Bernie. And you know, when he sends me selfies, he calls them... Wait, hold on. What? Which button is it? Wait, hold on. Never mind.
Oh, good golly. I'm glad you didn't share what your Uncle Richard calls selfies.
No, won't do it.
Oh, God. You couldn't.
And with the weather today, let's go with proper shirt selections. I've got the team uniform on today as a result of an improper shirt selection on my walk-in this morning. Well, thanks to social media and the smartphone today, we recognize a form of self-portrait that couldn't exist without them. On National Selfie Day, let's take creative and appropriate selfies and share them on social media. You know, selfie sticks and multifunction camera phones make it all too convenient to take these pictures, as well as group selfies, also known as groupies. You probably heard of the famous Instagram influencer who walked into a bar. It really hurt their heads because they were too busy taking a selfie. There are many categories of selfies. Did you know this? There are categories now. There's the duck face selfie, the dangerous car selfie, the risky bathroom selfie, pet selfies, travel selfies, and gym selfies. There's actually one more type. It's a selfie of Queen Elizabeth. Called a stamp.
I love the fact that Tamika actually did the duck selfie.
Oh, we're accurate if nothing else. Let's listen in on Tunes with Tamika. Tamika, what are we listening to today? The Chainsmokers have a song called Number Selfie, is that correct? Is that how it's pronounced?
Chainsmokers. I guess. But I heard that one. Which I was like, what? And then there's another one by an artist that I've never heard of named Nina Nesbitt, but apparently she used to date Ed Sheeran. Anyway, I'm getting old. But she has a song called Selfie Sue. So honestly, you could go either way. You can go Chainsmokers or you can go Nina Nesbitt. She talks about sitting in her bedroom at night thinking of how to change her mind. So I strike a pose and tilt my chin and hold the light to suit my skin. Your favorite t-shirt on again. And I'm like, man. Yeah. But that's the song for today. if we're gonna go by the strict, like, actual, you know, theme for today, you can go with the Chainsmokers or Nina Nesbitt, or my favorite memory from a Prince concert where he was doing the song Cream, and he had a mirror. He was looking into a mirror, this very ornate mirror, singing to himself in the mirror.
Oh, gosh.
Classic Prince. Yeah, classic Prince. So, you can either listen to the Chainsmokers or Nina Nesbitt if you want to actually hear a song that talks about selfies, or just listen to some Prince or some Cream and, you know, look at yourself in the mirror and say that you are, like, you are it. That's what the song makes you say. Right?
Right on.
You are the cream of the crop, people. Let your selfie be for you. Stop sending it to people. You know what I'm saying? Everything don't gotta go online, people, okay? Keep it to yourself sometimes. It isn't safe out there.
So we could have three to our playlist today. My first experience with the Chainsmokers, I bought tickets to go see their concert in Sweden just because I'd heard of them. I knew nothing about them, but I'd heard the name. Went and great experience in the audience. I was easy 20 years older than anybody who was there. And realize that they're DJs.
I was going to say, so if you hear the song, you're like, oh, okay, that's about selfies? That's why I was like, okay, nobody's going to get that song. But yeah, they're totally DJs. I think Swedish, there's a lot of Swedish DJs out there.
Oh, no, not Swedish at all. They just be playing there.
Oh. Yeah. DJs make some good money, let me tell you. That for those of y'all that are retiring, might want to think about looking into that as a little after retirement gig, you know?
Okay, all right. I got another suggestion coming up in a few minutes. Let's slide into Ventures with Venturo, sponsored by FutureShip. FutureShip?
Set sail tomorrow.
Oh boy. Yeah, Future Shop. Great tech, great prices. Mitch, are you going to feature selfie sticks today? You know, on the bright side of selfie sticks, as annoying as they are, they also function as a lightning rod. So
yeah, they do. Was thinking on selfie sticks, but I decided to go with something a little bit more interesting, right? So some of the times you might take some great selfies and you want to add some flair or some character, some difference to your selfies. And as you can see in my background, there's this app that I use all the time to add some brilliant different ways of portraying your selfies or images. So it's called Cartoon Face. Go check out that app. It's a great app, right? You can do so many things with Cartoon Face. And I have some, I was experimenting with it this morning. I just sent a shout out to you guys. I just sent some pictures to your phone. And you can see how many different things you can do with it. Really, really creative what you can do with Cartoon Face. Really for the youngsters, but if you want to show that you're in the young crowd and add some creativity to your pictures, definitely an app that you can use. That's Cartoon Face. That's it. From Ventures with Venturo.
Hey, there we are, downtown
Tokyo,
New York City, London, Tokyo. Oh, wow. Yeah, good golly. That's clever. I love the TV one that you have in the background. That's great, because I think I had two of these growing up. Oh, blast from the past.
You can still get these TVs at Future Shop. So.
That's right. With the dial on them.
We're sure.
I was going to say, my parents didn't have a channel changer, but they actually did. It was me.
Yeah, it was you. I have a memory from childhood where the TV stopped working, and the way to fix it was we would go to the back and we would slap it a couple times, and the lines would go away, and then just start showing again.
Katie got the same thing if you got the wrong channel.
No, that's not that funny.
That's a little bit funny.
Okay. It is Tuesday. Let's get to Tuesday's trivia.
Yes. Sorry about that, Ed. Indeed, Tuesday's trivia. Do you ever notice that at least 10% of selfies involve falling into some sort of body of water accidentally? 50% usually involve falling from heights. 20% forget to turn the camera actually around before taking the selfie, so it's not really a selfie, it's just a landscape. 25% have to use ProShop or some other editing software because of the close proximity of wrinkles. hit somebody with their selfie stick, and 100% miss the moment because they're so busy being Bane.
Did you guys ever see the one where I think it was a bride and groom totally like fell in this water, like just backed up and just in, like while the ceremony was going on?
Something to remember. Did you guys hear about the hands-free selfie stick? Check your texts.
All right, and in the trivia there was another song suggestion. I believe the lyrics are "Hit me with your selfie stick." All right, we gotta get out of here. Pauline's here for a visit, so we should go say hello. That is it for us today, everybody. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for listening. And hey, I think in retirement, Paul, we should take selfies for a living. I can picture myself doing it.
Quick question for all of you. I was looking at our slide deck, the departmental overview, and I see a slide.